It's time for The Bunker with Willie B.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Let the West come in a hurry with the furies.
Welcome to my bunker. This is Willie B. And you know what? The bunker is all about the coronavirus. With all the scary stuff that's been going on lately, I thought this might be a great opportunity to reach out and let you know what you need to do in case the zombies attack. That's right. Well, it may not be the zombies, but close enough. One of the things that you're going to have to worry about is, staying warm, shelter. There's actually quite a few things, but these are going to be on top of my list for this show. We're going to talk about fire, shelter, and, maybe getting lost. Yeah, that's a good one. And water. First up, let's talk about fire. You know, fire is one of those things that keeps you warm, cooks your food, something you really kind of need to have around. Starting a fire can be kind of difficult, especially if you don't have a handy-dandy lighter or, matches. Of course, if you got two sticks to rub together, you're okie dokie. But one of the things that you should always make sure you have is some tinder. That's right. I've actually got a backpack upstairs that's always ready to go. Whenever I go out hunting or anything, I carry a lot of tinder. And I've also got some cotton balls in there that are soaked with some Vaseline. And there's a flint in there just in case my waterproof matches get wet. Now, in case I do lose all that stuff, my stuff gets wet, you can always fall back to the bark on the trees. You can shred them up, make some quick little tinder, and you might have to rub two sticks together, pull out your flint, or if you're lucky and you got some dry matches, all right, way to go. But of course, you could always have to use a glass lens or all kinds of other things, and we'll talk about that in upcoming shows. But one of the things you got to think about is staying warm, especially here on Kodiak. Hot off the press from Facebook, we are running out of Everclear. People have decided to buy Everclear instead of bleach to start sanitizing things. But I'm pretty sure it's not being used for just sanitizing things. So, yep, Everclear's gone, toilet paper's gone. What's next? Oh, just in case, all opinions expressed by this program participants, me, are solely my opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. And with that being said, how about this? Shelter. Shelter's the next thing you're going to have to worry about, especially in the case of, you know, the house gets blown down or you just get stuck out someplace after walking around looking for wood to build your fire. A shelter is another top priority you need for survival emergencies. Several weather conditions can kill within a few hours, especially here in Alaska, and you need some kind of shelter to defend you from those elements. Luckily, there are a wide array of techniques and materials for escaping the elements, and in the near future, we're going to discuss some of those, such as pole lodges, lean-tos, igloos, or just a plain old blue tarp that you can wrap around yourself and hide from those elements. Stick around, I got a lot more great things coming your way, because this is going to be a very informative show, because this is The Bunker with Willie B. We'll be right back. like shelter. One of those things that you just gotta have, especially in a time of crisis. And another one, a basic one that you really shouldn't have to think too hard about, is that you need water. That's right. Portable drinking water. And the most obvious place that you can find that, streams, rivers, lakes. And in case you're not nearby and you can't hear it, you don't see it, well, animal tracks. Watch the animals. Follow them. See where they're heading, because they're always looking for water. And lush green vegetation areas, that's a sign that water may be nearby. And one of our favorite things, insects. Yeah, we love them skeeters, right? Hey, it may be a hassle, but they also are a signal that water is nearby. Bird flight paths in the morning and evening can point you in the right direction. And if you happen to find a muddy area, there may be groundwater available. Dig a hole about a foot deep, and maybe a foot wide in diameter, a little circle. And you may be surprised to find that that hole will fill up soon with water. That is groundwater. It will be muddy, but if you strain it through some cloth, like cheesecloth, if you don't have to have any cloth, well, you use your sock. Wait, you might need that for other things. I doubt you're going to have any toilet paper with you. So, find something, strain it through it. And it's crucial to remember that anytime you drink water found without purifying it, have you ever heard of Montezuma's Revenge?
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on past just the same. Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. Ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry at all.
With your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me
by the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
Next up, let's talk about some navigation. In the event you go running out of the house screaming naked with a high fever, or you got a zombie coming through the front door and you find yourself lost in the woods, well, don't worry. I've got a few tips for you to help you find your way back home. One of them is you can always follow the water. If there happens to be a stream or a river next by, follow that down back to the ocean. And usually there's humans around the ocean, especially in the bays and stuff. Or there might be some animals down there, which in the case you have just found dinner, in case you didn't find humans. But also another thing that you have ran across is water. Okay, I've digressed. Let's get going. So you've ran out of the house. You're all lost and everything. So now you're out in the wilderness. You don't know how to find your way home. If you're lucky enough and it's during the day, here's what you can do. You take a stick, shove it straight into the ground, and mark that point that the shadow cast. Now wait about 15 minutes, and then next mark that shadow. And then you connect those two shadows, draw a line between the two, and guess what you've created? You have created east and west. Draw another line perpendicular to that, and now you have north and south. And there you go. Now you have your compass. But of course, you can't carry it with you, but hey, that's for another day. Okay, one more. How about the food? I got a recipe for you. This is called the Vegetable Campfire Frittata. This is traditionally baked in the oven. It's a frittata recipe that can be made right over a campfire using a cast iron skillet with a lid. No oven needed. Because you're using a fire, the fireplace, well, it gets a little hot. So you need the lid. That way it creates steam in there and steams the egg. And also what you're going to do is you're going to saute your vegetables and everything. Stick them on the bottom of the pan. That way they will stop the eggs from getting burnt. Then you put your eggs in there, cover it, and then set it on some, when you're cooking on a campfire, you don't have to have that roaring fire, all right? It's not a good thing. You just need a few good hot embers, put some rocks in there, stick your pot or your pan or whatever on top of those rocks, and that should be just fine, okay? So here's the ingredients. You're going to need 6 eggs, 1 onion, half a zucchini, or, you know, whatever kind of vegetables you have left over from your foraging. And a little salt if you got it, a little bit of oil if you got it, and some cheese would be excellent. But hey, you know, they're probably not going to have it. We're talking, you know, the epoxy clips. So here's what you do. You get your onion, your zucchini, your tomatoes, and the oil and everything. You stick that on the bottom. Saute it up a little bit, just a little bit, and then throw your eggs on top of it. Put your seasonings in there. Throw the cheese on there if you got any, and then go ahead and cover that and put that on top of those coals, those hot coals and rocks, and let that sit for probably about, oh, maybe, you know, 30 minutes most. Keep an eye on it. Make sure it doesn't get too hot. And then once the egg's all firm and everything, there you go. You've got like a quiche. And dinner is served. Hey, thanks for joining us. You've been listening to The Bunker, and I'm Willie B. And once again, just for you know, I got to put this out there. All these opinions expressed here on the program are solely mine. So if you're mad at somebody, don't blame Kodiak Public Broadcasting. This is all my stuff. I hope you enjoyed the tunes. Hey, I also got to do a shout out to our musicians. We had REM in there at the beginning, then Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, the Doobie Brothers with some Blackwater, and Glenn Campbell, Southern Lights. Hope you enjoyed the show. If all goes well and I don't get sick, I'll be back.
But then I spent so many